three ways to eliminate negative beliefs. We all have negative beliefs. Unless you're a newborn baby, you'll have lived through experiences, some good and some bad. You'll have listened to people talking and expressing their opinions, some good, some bad. And you'll have made your own mind up about certain things, some good, some bad. Perhaps one of your parents had a particular dislike of insects. Maybe they frightened that person and you saw them behave in a frantic and fearful manner. Does that mean that you have a negative attitude about insects? Or maybe you tasted food that wasn't prepared properly. You know it wasn't prepared properly, but the memory of the taste stays with you. As a result, you have a negative attitude about that food and can't be talked into trying it again. These are the experiences we all endure. They're part of the journey we go through called life. A journey that's not always pleasant, not always positive, and not always good. But those attitudes and beliefs can and do keep us from moving forward with our lives. And the same goes for your attitude towards the ideas contained in this course, the Law of Attraction Pro. You might think you're open-minded and ready to take on broad, new ideas, but are you really? Are you able to put past prejudices aside and give these ideas a try? Are you sure you really do believe it'll work for you? Sorry if it seems like I'm badgering you, but I'm simply trying to make a point. And the point is this: if you don't believe it will work, it won't work. So here's an exercise that'll help you get rid of those old ideas and any negative thoughts that might be holding you back. Number one, take control. Put yourself in charge of your own destiny. Give yourself the chance to lead a positive life by filling your thoughts with positive mental images. Recite a simple affirmation every morning, such as, "I am the master of my own life, and I know that I get everything I deserve." Go through your day with the confidence that comes from knowing that you're in control, that no matter what anybody else says or does, it's your life, and you can choose to live that life in any way you desire. Number two, let go. Get rid of any emotions that are holding you back. Simply relax in your favorite place for a few minutes and think of all the happy, kind, and generous things that life brings your way. If it helps, think about someone you love deeply and keep that image in your mind for just a moment or two. Remind yourself of all the nice things people have done for you in the past and the nice things you've done for other people. Try hard to keep any negative emotions or feelings out of your mind for the length of the exercise. Number three, seek the truth. Go inside yourself and ask the big questions. Why are you unhappy? What's holding you back? How can you move forward? Naturally, you should only ask one question at a time, but be honest with yourself and let your subconscious mind provide the real, truthful answer. Then, whatever the answer is, take action to put things right. For example, you might ask, "Why am I unhappy?" Maybe it's because you don't have love in your life. Maybe it's because you're not following the path you believe you should be following. Maybe it's because you feel people have let you down. Whatever the reason, it'll come to you. Once it does, take action to put it right. If there's no love in your life, look around you to discover how you might start connecting with people. Ask other people for their help or advice. Put yourself forward and watch how quickly your life will change for the better.